This will be my last lesson on the subject of the Bible for Dummies. Jesus had already told his disciples that the two greatest laws was to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your being, and to love your neighbor as yourself. But in Matthew chapter 28, he gives us another important commandment, and that is to go into all the world and preach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair. This is a great commandment. I know that Jesus did not say that the laws and the prophets hung on this command, but I believe through reading the scripture that the salvation of lost men and women, boys and girls, hang on this commandment, because it is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe. This was a brand new command at the dawning of a totally new age, to take the whole gospel to the whole world. This command to make disciples entail announcing the good news that the Messiah had come to reconcile man to God through Jesus Christ's atoning death, to not only the Jews, but to the Gentiles, to every human being. The call to go out to take the message of Christ into the world is a monumental announcement. But it is more than a call to proclaim the gospel. It is a call to make disciples. Disciples are those who, because of their faith in Christ, live a life of obedience to everything that God has commanded. The first two commandments calls believers to love God, to love their neighbor. And the third great commandment calls one to go outside, to go and disciple new believers who will do the same thing. So, in its simplest form, in the form that anybody could understand, here's what God expects. We are to love God. We are to love our neighbor. We are to go and make disciples of others who will do the same. That's simple. That's the gospel for dummies.
If you could own all the world and its money, build castles tall enough they'd reach the sky above. If you could know everything there was to know about life's game, still you'd know nothing until you've known God and His love. Everybody, and you could call every name from here to yon. But if you've not come face to face with Jesus and His saving grace, still you've known nothing until you know the love of God. known the love of God. Oh, you've known nothing until you've known the love of God.
All hail King Jesus. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.